everybody. This week, Parsha Shemos is when we start to read about the Jewish people being oppressed in Mitzrayim. And in the midst of that conversation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Ve'ered lahatzilo miyad Mitzrayim, that I myself, I HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chavodo v'atzma, will go down to Mitzrayim and deal with the terrible situation that is unfolding there. It is almost what we say in the Haggadah Shal Pesach, that ultimately, lo yedei malach v'lo yedei shaliach, ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chavodo v'atzmo. God himself revealed his own presence and came to take care of the mess, to take care of the issue that was created in Mitzrayim. So the Medrash has a comment on last week's Parsha, when Yaakov Avinu was nervous to go down to Mitzrayim as well. We're told, Anochi ered imcha, I will go down together with you when you travel Mitzrayim. V'anochi a'alcha gam alo, I will also be the one not only to travel down with you, Yaakov Avinu, but I will be the one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises him, to take you back as well. Says the Medrash there, Mashal Melech Shahalach Beno LeMedina Sayam. This can be compared to a Melech whose son wants to go, an entrepreneur. He wants to start a new business in a land somewhere. And this Melech, V'yatza Achara V'amar Alav, he wants to give his son opportunity. He wants to allow his child to grow on his own. But he's nervous. He's worried as a parent. So he keeps a watchful eye on his child, and as his child goes to this town, the Melech sends people after him to make sure that everything's okay, and then when he goes to the next place, the same thing happens as well. V'yatza achara v'amar alav kach Yisrael. He says that is exactly what happens when the Jewish people travel around the world from one community to the next. Kishayardu l'mitzrayim shchina imahem. When we went down to Egypt and the Shibud started with Yaakov Avinu, the Shechina was with us. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Anochi ered imcha Mitzrayim, I will go down to Mitzrayim. Alu, when we left Mitzrayim, Shechina imahim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us he's still going to be with us. Yardu leyam, we go walking into the river, we're told, Shechina imahim, as the Torah says, Vayasa malach Elokim ha'olech lefnei machane Yisrael. Yatzu lamidbar, now that we're traversing through the desert and everybody seems to be lost, going on a path where we don't exactly know where it's going to end, once again we're told, Hashem holech lefneam yomam ba'amud eish, v'layla ba'amud anan lahayr lahem. That's the way that this went. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was always with the Jewish people, whether they were in Galus, whether they were in Eretz Yisrael. He promised that he was always going to be there. And a similar Gemara can be found in Meseches Megillah Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, where we're told, Tani Rab Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Bo re'eh kama chavivin Yisrael lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look and understand how much the Ribbono Shel Olam loves his children. Shebechol makom shegalu, because every place that we went into exile, wherever it may have been in the world, Shechina imahem, the Shechina always traveled together with them, and the Gemara then goes on to bring a whole bunch of proofs. And ultimately the Gemara says, Kishein asidim ligael, when we will have the ultimate redemption after all of the years of galus, we're told that Shechina imahem as well. How do you know? Because we're told, Vishav Hashem Elochecha es Shvusecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will return those who are all over the world. Now the Gemara says, why doesn't it say, V'hashiv, he will return you? Why does it say, V'shav, that he himself will return as well? So the Gemara says, from the way the Pasuk is formulated, it must be an indication that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself also needs to return to Eretz Yisrael. He himself also is found in the Galus, and he needs to be brought back. That's why it says, V'shav, he himself, Kaviyachal, will return to Eretz Yisrael, not Veheshiv, not that he will return you, but that we will all return together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Eretz Yisrael. So there's an amazing observation made by the great Meshe Chachma, Rav Meir Simcha Midvinsk, where he points out by Yaakov Avinu. He says, we're told that Yaakov Avinu has a revelation, and he has this beautiful communication with HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'maros halayla, while he's sleeping at night. And the Meshe Chachma points out that it seems Yaakov Avinu did everything that his father Yitzchak did. Yitzchak did everything that his father Avraham Avinu did. Things seem to be going clearly by a Mesorah. And over here, suddenly, writes the Meshe Chachma, you see something that we have not yet experienced by any of the other Avos. Yaakov Avinu goes to sleep, and suddenly HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to him. Why is it, asks the Meshe Chachma, that by Avraham Avinu, he has a direct, open conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why is it Yitzchak has the same kind of opportunity, and Yaakov Avinu all of a sudden has to wait until he goes to sleep? What changed? So says the Meshe Chachma, Hainu mipnei, the answer is, Shahaya muchan latzeis l'chutzel la'aretz lagur. Because Yaakov Avinu, on that occasion when he was going to sleep, that's when he was venturing out on his way to chutzlarz. Lachain, and therefore, ba elav his galus elokuz balayla. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to him, particularly at night. He doesn't want to have the same conversation with him that he has, like Avraham Avinu had on Yitzchak. Rather, he wants to come specifically at night while he's sleeping, Laharos, to show him, Sha'af belayla b'cheshkas ha'galus, that even at night, when you're about to leave Eretz Yisrael and you think that life couldn't get any worse, and you're leaving your family behind, and you think that now that I'm in exile, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be with me, God wants to show you no. There, Shorash Shechina b'Yisrael, I'm going to reside my Shechina even with the Jewish people at a time when they go to sleep, when they're in the deep, dark slumber of Galus for so many thousands of years. That's why we find only by Yaakov Avinu and no one else that he has this dream, B'maros HaLaila, something that was not relevant to Avram or Yitzchak. They were not sent into exile, but it's something that we were taught by the experience of Yaakov Avinu that is supposed to stay with us for all generations of exile as well. So as much as this is a very beautiful idea and a concept to think about, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with us, and He always seems to be here even when we are in Galus, it's very problematic for a number of reasons. Number one, we daven every day more than once, V'sechazena einenu b'shuvcha l'tzion b'rachamim. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we don't feel that we have a relationship with You. We don't feel that we experience the presence of Shechina, and we hope that we will come back to Eretz Yisrael to have the experience that we're supposed to have of being reunited with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you mean reunited? Didn't we just say, V'shav Hashem Elokecha, that throughout the years of Galus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here with us, suffering along as we are? So what do you mean? We have the Shechina already. Why do we need to daven every day that we should have the opportunity and the experience to return to Eretz Yisrael in order that we should experience Shechina? We have Shechina already. Kash of the Aruch Haim HaKadosh. Number two, the Aruch Haim HaKadosh writes that the Pasuk says when Paro asks Moshe Rabbeinu to daven that the Makos should finally pass over his land and he cannot tolerate it anymore. So what are we told? Moshe Rabbeinu says, Kitseisi esa'ir efros kapai el Hashem. When I leave the city, when I get out of this palace, then I will go and offer a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because it seems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina was not there at the time, and he wanted to go out of the city. When he got away from the Avodah Zarah, that was the only way to offer a tefillah. Ask the Aruch Haim HaKadosh, I don't understand. Didn't you just finish telling me that God Himself says, Ve'erid la'atzilam, I'm going to come down. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Yaakov Avinu, Anochi eridim chametzraima, I'm going to go down, I'll be there with you. Well, if that's the case, why doesn't Moshe Rabbeinu offer a tefillah exactly where he is? If God is here, and God is present, and God is standing with him, and doing all the jobs together with him in Galus, why is it that he doesn't feel the opportunity is right for him to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu right here in the palace of Paro himself? And the Aruch Haim HaKadosh writes a very important concept, and this is something that you find as well in the Tshuvas Binyan Sion, which is Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger, the Aruch Laner, writes the exact same idea. But the Aruch Haim HaKadosh suggests that Achein Askilcha, he says, I will explain to you, Ki Hadragos Ar HaShchina Rabim Heim. He says there is a wide spectrum. There are different phases. There's a big scale of what exactly it means to be connected to the Shechina. He said there are those who have a profound and intense, overwhelming understanding and connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there are others who, they might be connected, but it's not as deeply rooted. It's not as clearly stated as it might be for others. And therefore he says, Halo Timtza. Don't we know there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos? And he says, when you think about the Mishnah, we've all heard it before, but when you actually try to understand what the Mishnah means, it's a little bit difficult. The Mishnah says, Asara sheyoshvim va'oskim haTorah, if you have 10 people who are studying Torah together, Shechina imahem. So the Mishnah then asks, how do you know that even 5 people who are learning together, also they have the Shechina? So the Mishnah brings a pasuk. How do you know even 2 people learning b'chavrusa also have a Shechina with them? Brings a pasuk. How do you know even 1 person who sits and learns Torah by himself, how do you know that he or she also has the Shechina there, resting along with them? Says the Mishnah, we learn that from, B'chol ha'makom asher askira shemi, avoy lecho ve'rachticha. God promises us, wherever you will be in the world, at any time that you're studying Torah, I will come and join together with you. Ask the Aruch Haim HaKadosh, why does the Mishnah have to go through all of these phases? How do you know 10 people? How do you know 5? How do you know 3? How do you know 2? How do you know 1? Why don't you just say the punchline? If one person is learning Torah, the Shechina is going to be there. That means, if even one person, it means certainly 2 and 3 and 5 and 10. There's no question about it. Why do we need to bring a proof to each of these? And he says the answer is that the presence of Shechina is not going to be the same by all of those experiences. When you have one person studying Torah by him or herself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will come and I will be there along with you studying the Torah. when two people are learning together, there's a far greater, more profound presence of Shekhinah that is there. It's not the same as a human being. When a human being has to say, somebody asks you, were you at a wedding last night or were you not? The answer is either yes or no. You can't say, well, I was partially there. Either you came or you didn't come. If somebody asks you and expects you to show up to a meeting, either you came or you didn't come. So what does it mean? By the Shekhinah, it's very different. It's not the same as a human being. And writes the Arachaim HaKadosh, there are different levels. There's a great scale of what we mean when we have the opportunity to experience Shekhinah. Ultimately, he says, the greatest experience that you have is when you have, once again, a Beis HaMikdash. V'sechezena inenu b'shuv chalatzion berachamim. Ki ayin ba'ayin yiru. We're going to have such a profound and deep understanding of who God actually is at that time. That is what we always daven for. That's what we look forward to. Of course, Shechinta b'kalusa, of course, the Shechina is together with us when we're in Mitzrayim, when we're in Galus, at all these different points in our lives. However, it's not as profoundly felt as it will be, ultimately, when we have a Beis HaMikdash once again. So the Chafetz Chaim has an amazing comment where he says, we all know that the Shechina can be found here in this world. And one of the tricks that the Medrash, that the Mishnah here tells us in Pirkei Avos is, if you really want to invite and engage the Shechina into your life, the Mishnah says, if a person studies Torah, that is the way that the Shechina will come. B'chal hamakom asher azkir ha-shemi, avo elecho ve'rachticha. If you study my Torah, I will come and join together with you and learn along with you as well. So the Chafetz Chaim writes something fascinating, and he says, how lucky we are. Kama me'ushar chayev adam lios. How privilege we should feel that we are given the opportunity to always interact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu whenever we choose to do so. And he says, Al zeh ne'emar dirshu Hashem bihimatzo. When the Torah says, dirshu Hashem bihimatzo, try to take advantage, he says, that means in olam hazeh. You're given the opportunity to do mitzvahs, to learn Torah. That is the way to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And says the Chafetz Chaim, unfortunately, he says, that is not something that you'll have the opportunity to do once you get to Gan Eden, or once you get to the afterlife. There, says the Chafetz Chaim, Mechitzos rabos mafrido beino lebein kono. There will be so many partitions, so many barriers. It's like you go to the football game, Lahavdil, Alfei Havdalos. He says, you can be sitting and have a front row seat, and you can be sitting also on the bleachers, and you can hardly see anything. You've got to take out the binoculars to see anything that's going on. So he says, then you're going to have the picture and the vision. Oh, now I'm so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, you can be closer to Him here on this world than you might ultimately end up being when you get to Olam HaEmes. And that, says the Chafetz Chaim, is something we should all be proud of and we should take advantage of, that we have the opportunity to experience it whenever we want. And so says the Chafetz Chaim, in a very different context, but the Chafetz Chaim writes in one of his svarim that the same would be the case. He says, imagine you have a person, and it comes up all the time, a family member who is very sick, and you know they're by the end. So as busy of a businessman as you might be, and as many things as might be on your mind, and you had so many meetings scheduled for the day, but when you get that call from the doctor that says there's only another 6, 7, 10 hours left, maybe another 2 days, you're going to cancel everything else. You're going to spend every last moment you have in the hospital because you want to relish that opportunity. You want to take advantage of every moment that you're given to fully appreciate who this beloved person is to you. It doesn't matter who calls you on the phone. Doesn't matter how many meetings you need to cancel. When there's something that you know is never going to come back again, that, writes the Chafetz Chaim, is a reason for us to cancel everything else that we may have planned to do. And he says the same would be in our context here. Kama tzarech lios chaviv la'adam kol yomi mechayev ba'olam hazeh. Every day, the Mishnah says, we are given that opportunity. Kol ha'makom asher azkir shmi, avo elecho ve'rachticha. You have the opportunity to enter HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to introduce Him into the life that you are living, into the experience that you are having. Says the Chafetz Chaim, this is not something that's going to come back later. This is not something that you'll have the opportunity to work on. It's not a relationship you'll be able to develop in the Olam HaEmes. It's a relationship that one needs to develop here, that can only be engendered here on this earth through the experiences that we have and through the Torah that we learn. And therefore, he says, that is what it means. Although we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, together in Mitzrayim, together in all the galus that we experience, there are ways in which we can feel a more profound presence of Shekhinah, and that is through the study of Torah, as the Mishnah tells us. And that, says the Chafetz Chaim, is an experience that we will never have the opportunity to have after we are no longer finding ourselves in Olam HaZeh any longer.